HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Trouble at Table 5, Number 6. Countdown to Disaster by Tom Watson. Performed by Caitlin Kelly. Chapter 1. It's Counting Day. It was Thursday. That's my counting day. I almost picked Wednesday to be counting day, because it has 9 letters, the most of any day. But 9 is an odd number, and I like even numbers way more than odd numbers. That's because with odd numbers, there's always something left over. And who wants that? Saturday is tied with Thursday for the next most letters, 8. That's an even number. I had to choose between those 2 days. I didn't want counting day to be on the weekend, so Thursday is counting day. After I woke up, I brushed my teeth with 26 sideways strokes and 18 up and down strokes. For breakfast, I had Fruit Loops. That's my favorite cereal. I took the green and purple ones out of my bowl. They remind me of grapes. I counted the orange, yellow, red, and blue Fruit Loops left in my bowl. There were 129. I put one back in the box before eating. When I met my best friends, Rosie and Simon, at the end of my driveway, they knew it was counting day. They totally get me. They didn't think it was strange when I walked to school with my head down as I counted the sidewalk squares. Of course, I know how many sidewalk squares there are on the way to school. There are 412. I've counted them like a million times. But it never hurts to be absolutely certain. I can still talk with Rosie and Simon while I count. It's like one part of my brain does the counting, while a different part of my brain listens and talks. The counting part is in the back part of my head, on the right side near the top. The listening and talking parts are along both sides. I was on sidewalk square number 68 when Rosie asked, "Did you guys remember your book reports?"
"I did," Simon said, and patted his backpack. "I found a book about monster trucks at the library."
"Uh-oh," I said, and stopped on sidewalk square number 72. I knew where my book report was, and it wasn't in my backpack. It was on the kitchen counter. I set it there when I put my cereal bowl and spoon in the dishwasher. I had to count all the bowls and spoons inside because, you know, it was counting day. Then I saw Simon and Rosie out the kitchen window. They were waiting for me at the end of my driveway. I ran out to meet them and left my book report on the counter. I crouched down to unzip my backpack.
"Did you forget it?" Simon asked.
"I think I did," I said. I searched for a few seconds. "I definitely did." "We'll go back with you," Rosie offered. "No, that's okay," I said. "But will you stay on this square? It's number 72, and I can just start counting again from here when I get back." Rosie and Simon said they would. I ran back home, and that's when the trouble started. Chapter 2. We have to move. I hustled home and went into the kitchen. My book report was right where I left it on the counter. It was all about the story of Henry Sugar by Roald Dahl. That is one of my all-time favorite stories. I like how the main character gets his brain to be super focused on things. I put the report in my backpack, zipped it up, and headed to the foot of the stairs. I could hear Mom and Dad talking up there. Well, they weren't quite talking. It was more like yelling. That's because Mom was blow-drying her hair. So they had to yell to hear each other. "I had to come home to get my book report," I called up the stairs. "I forgot it." They didn't respond. The blow-dryer and their own yelling was too loud for them to hear me. So I decided just to hurry back to Rosie and Simon. But when I got to the front door, I didn't go out.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?